Update of the avalanche report for Monday, the 31st of March 2025. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,200-meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a wind slab problem. This in all aspects. As a consequence of new snow and a sometimes storm-force wind from northerly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs form since Saturday, in particular adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. These can be released by a single winter sport participant. This applies in particular on near-ridge shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. Weak layers in the upper part of the snowpack can be released by individual winter sport participants. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on steep, little-used shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters and on steep, little-used west and east-facing slopes above approximately 2,600 meters. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. In isolated cases, avalanches can also release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach large size. And now the snowpack. Some snow will fall. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on soft layers, in particular on steep shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters. As a consequence of the sometimes storm-force wind, the wind slabs will increase in size moderately. Avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the old snowpack, especially on little-used west, north and east-facing slopes. This applies in particular above approximately 2,200 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 1st of April 2025 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.